Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Oh, yes, Connor. I was calling to see where I want some drill set with Lowe's, and I'm trying to see where I could track it down, or if it's good, is that true, or already paid for the shipping and handling.
You stated that you received a drill set from Lowe's?
No, I want it. There's a thing that's coming out that you, I guess you, you pick some boxes, like some gift boxes, and you win it. And they just asked me that, they told me that I want it, and that I'm supposed to get it, and I paid for the shipping and handling. Is that true, or?
Well, let me first start. It's with Lowe's?
Yes. Lowe's Home Improvement, yes.
Well, what we can do is see if we have an account on our end for you here. Let me start with your zip code, please.
79907. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And also, may we have your first and last name, please?
Raul Chavez.
Say that one more time, please.
Raul.
Raul. Chavez. Yes. Okay, Raul Chavez. All right,
Mr. C H A B E Z. That's the last name.
Okay, yes, sir. What we're going to do is start with the spelling of your name. So, if you would, spell your first name for me, please.
R-A-U-L.
Last name, please.
C-H-A-V-E-Z.
Okay, yes, sir, Mr. Raul. It appears that your name is not shown in our system here. Is there an email address that we may use?
I put down raulchavez@gmail.com.
All right. So raul@gmail.com?
Yes, everything lowercase.
Okay, raul@gmail.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, they told me that I had wanted it. I just needed to pay for, I guess, the shipping and handling. And it sounded too good to be true, so I'm not like, let me call it true.
It appears that that is not working as well here.
Okay.
Do you have an order ID number?
No, they didn't give me one, an order ID number, nothing like that.
Okay. It appears that we may not have you in our system here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. So we recommend that you give us a call back once you're able to identify where you made the account at.
What do you mean?
Well, we're not able to find you in our system with your zip code, your name, or your email. So you may or may not have actually established an account with us.
Oh, okay, because they already charged me that from my credit card. That's why.
Well, yeah, but we can't find an account here. So, I mean, would you have possibly put it under someone else's name?
No, only on mine.
Right. Well, yes, sir. I mean, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to assist. Not with that, being able to authenticate an account.
So, okay. So, how can I go about getting my money back from my credit card and just forgetting about that?
Well, we almost...
It's true, right?
Go ahead.
I don't think it's true, right? It sounded too good to be true, right?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, we wouldn't know because we can't identify an account at the present moment. So we would recommend, I mean, wherever you set up the account to go back to that point of sale.
Okay.
Great.
All right. I'll go ahead and check it out tomorrow.
Totally understandable.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.